my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest today is Carolyn Pumia, and you guys are going to love this. You know how I try to bring you people that are going to help you in your own lives to heal and to learn a few interesting things. So, Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And normally what I do, Carolyn, is just have people give a little short intro about themselves, and then we'll just hit it, okay? So go ahead and tell the listeners about yourself, please.
Well, I began my journey actually as a teenager and took about 10 years off and then got kind of pushed by my soul to really start training and start learning to become a healing minister. And studied several different kinds of methods, shiatsu, Eastern, Western, different energy techniques. And when I moved to Arizona in 1993, the training became direct, with Yeshua doing most of the direct training as well as Enoch. And though the deepest training that I've ever had is in times of 24/7 prayer for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. The most was like 10 weeks in prayer. And during those times, there were always surprises, and never expecting what would happen as a result of what I was doing, but being brought into higher consciousness by my single focuses. And there was nobody there for me to take me by the hand and tell me what to do. And disheartening when you're on your own and there's nobody there that you can talk to that is like a real person that can guide you through it. So
yeah.
The purpose of this evening is to help people so that they don't have to walk through the tough stuff, so that it's easy for them, so that you, it's kind of working through the roadblocks in advance, knowing how to proceed so that it becomes really simple. And so that's the purpose of tonight.
That is awesome. You know, we have so many people that are in such great need. Well, you know how it is. I was the same way. There was nobody. I mean, everybody thought I was crazy. You know?
Well,
and I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, but
but I imagine that there were times where it went so deep in your level of consciousness that you went so high that you started questioning.
Oh, of course.
And by the way, I'm not claiming to be an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't accept all my gifts at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know the rules. I didn't have enough wisdom at the time to accept it and walk forth with it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready. Now I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sharing the little brief moment in time where, you know, and the training that came afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't want to mislead anybody to think that that's where I am in the fullness of that space. Because I'm not. But I did walk in it for about 5 weeks, 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
in a 5-week prayer time. And now I understand. So, and there are a lot of light workers, too. Do you see this, Dr. Valerie?
Mm-hmm.
With, really facing some really tough challenges these days.
Oh, yeah.
And every which way but loose.
Yep.
And it's a difficult time because we're also, processing for the whole and not just for ourselves.
Exactly. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in the last week or so, Carolyn, that I said to them, do you feel like something has changed and you can't go back to doing what you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
And they said, yes, how did you know? And I said, oh, well, huh, I'm there too.
We're all there.
Yeah, we're going, oh, my God, I don't know what it is, but I can't go back to doing what I was doing. And every one of them, I said, what is it you're supposed to do now? And nobody knows. And we're all kind of standing there scratching our heads and looking at each other and going, man.
I keep hearing vacation.
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing
by
that.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Hiatus.
Yeah.
Time for a break.
I've said the exact same thing. It's like, get me out of here and get me to Hawaii or something.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Absolutely. We worked hard. We earned it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know there's a whole bunch of listeners out there just cracking up right now because, of course, we're echoing exactly what they've been feeling. And if they haven't felt it yet, they're about to.
Yeah.
So I find that, you know, whatever we talk about on the show is always something that so many people write in and talk to me about and tell me, oh, wow, you know, that's exactly what I've been working through this last week. So it's kind of nice to know we're all in sync.
Yes, that's true. I know. I spoke to a gentleman from New York recently, and he said, I loved my job. All these years, I've loved my job. I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it because I really enjoyed it. And yeah, left and right, everybody's kind of walking through that. We're rewriting our lives. We're writing the whole script. It's kind of an exciting time.
Oh, yeah, and I know that it's going to be something that's more than just vacation. It's something so incredible that we can't even put it to words. We can't even imagine it yet. But it's like something is really shifting big time. And so, listeners, one of the reasons that Carolyn came on tonight is not only to do some healings a little bit later, but also to take everybody through a connection that is going to be vitally important for so many of us. And so maybe we ought to do that now, Carolyn. And then,
that works.
Yeah, let's do that now. So everybody get comfortable. Don't fall asleep, though.
Yeah, and also, any time during this experience, if you want to yay or nay what we're doing, feel free. What I did prior to us getting on the call this evening is I went into prayer, and I called forth God within each of us, and we supplicated ourselves to prime source of all life in accordance with the will of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And also put out a disclaimer that whatever anyone receives this evening be only that which is in line with their highest good according to the wisdom of their soul, the wisdom of source within them. And so you're covered. So,
that's an important
thing. Created sacred space in all of your homes. And so, and for people who listen to this call down the road, the same thing will happen.
Yeah.
So,
kind of like, in effect, putting the magic circle around, you know.
Right.
And creating that sacred space of protection or the bubble of protection where you're kind of held in that godly space.
We put it, a light so clear and so pure that no thing limiting may enter.
Yeah.
And all fear is banished. And through the Christ. I work by directing energy a lot through the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
And through witnessing it happen. So basically what's happening tonight is all of our souls are gathered together, unbeknownst to us. No, I'm kidding. And it's a sharing. It's an energy. It is a showing of the images of what needs to be done. And then God within each of us, God within all of you, will actually be the one that actually does the changes. I've also called forth Lord Metatron because he is just so gifted in helping us to wire our bodies to be able to handle the higher frequencies. And so I've called him forth. I've called forth Lord Joshua, also known as Yeshua ben Yosef, or Jesus of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit, which is also, it's all one with source of all life. We've called forth the purity of the energy of the earth, and we're going to actually be anchoring even deeper so that we can bring in our cosmic Christ self and get a taste of that this evening. And so, shall we begin? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to center our energies, aligning and balancing our bodies. And let's start out, just for the fun of it, let's do a clearing of any agreements or contracts, vows made with beings who are not 100% light, because that's just makes things easier.
Yeah.
And so we hereby cancel, renounce all agreements, contracts, and vows created throughout all of creation, without beginning and without end, with beings who are not 100% light, and through the power of Supreme Source of all life, and through the Christ from the throne of grace, and through our mighty I Am presence, due to violations of universal first cause, these agreements are hereby revoked. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up all the chakras on 15 levels with lavender light through and through. Each layer be clear, pure, and whole, and spin in a totally balanced and open way. Open. We're just going to lift those little threads, you know, just for the fun of it, because I just saw someone who's participating with an implant in the base of their spine. So understand that everything that is physical is created from geometries. We only need one geometry at the throat chakra. It's an octahedral formation to actually have a form. We don't actually need any other geometries in our grid. That's the only thing that can, you know, it'll hold our whole being together. So things that we don't want in our experience, like, for example, viruses and all that fun stuff, implants, blockages, we can command them to go back into light by manipulating the geometrical formations into more spherical form. So points of geometries that form all limiting energies within our beings. This also include limiting emotional and mental patterns according to the wisdom of God within us, limiting implants, blockages, debris. Points of geometries that form all these things go into center, form spheres of lavender, move beyond our grids, all of it be gone, and wash away. Okay. And there are those right now that are also in this group. I can feel the beings testing our understanding of love and testing our understanding of the true understanding that source of all life created everything. And there's tremendous love involved, and the belief of the duality sometimes attracts those that will interfere with our lives, with our work, with our beingness. And there's some ones hanging around trying to interfere with our process. And let's just take a look, if you don't mind.
Nope, go right ahead.
Four people on the call are experiencing this, and they know who they are too. So, okay, now we can do one of two things. We can either command the Christ light within these ones to reveal themselves and expand. We can command their energy to untwist through the power of Supreme Source of all life, and they'll go back into pure light. Let's do that. Okay. That's going to ease things up pretty well for people. Okay. Sorry about that. Let me get focused. Okay, here we go. All right. Now we're going to call forth the energy of the core of the earth to rise up and fill us. Midnight blue in color. And what that does is it provides an anchor for the pure light coming in from source. It helps us to transduce that energy, acting as a buffer so that when the pure electrical energy comes in, it doesn't affect our physical organs, our bones, our nervous system, our teeth, all the solid things. Nervous system is the one that gets the most fried from that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're also going to, it also provides an anchor for you too. Center. And if you would, feel what that feels like. Like get up, take a few steps. You'll actually feel the weight in your legs. You'll feel a, like a magnetic pull under your feet. We need to have an anchor for the light. Otherwise, we just go up, take, you know, in our intention, go out there, and we have nothing, we don't allow it to fully integrate within our body or to reveal itself within our beings. Okay, now let's call forth also the energy of Venus. Venus is a planet that, or the energy of Venus will provide greater expansion, greater protection. It's an altered magnetic energy. The colors are dark blue and magenta. So you start feeling the expansiveness of that. We're also going to call forth the energy of the planet Xenon, which is a it's like flecks of fool's gold colored energy. Now this is bringing in altered magnetics. Now this provides a true anchor for what we call supreme source. Going to breathe it in through and through your whole body so that you aren't actually going down, but you're bringing it within the body. We're going to ask the sun to emanate from our solar plexus. That's the seat of the sun. Brilliant golden white. And we're going to align right out through the top of our head to the very core of supreme source of all life. And imagine it's just sitting right in a little, in a ball of energy just above your crown chakra. So, because energy follows intention. And if you think it's like way up there, thousands and thousands of miles away, it's gonna take longer. And in reality, it's already within you, but we're going to clear the way so that the experience is more complete. We're going to call forth 15 rays of creation to rise up through the pranic tube, through the root chakra, all the way to the crown chakra, and then 15 rays of creation. They're rainbow rays. They're all the attributes of source, all the gifts, to descend down through the crown, intertwining with the ones coming up from the earth upward through our pranic tubes and bringing that energy within the body. Now, let's, just for the fun of it, disappear the illusion. It's like erase the illusion of duality. And if you're ready, just breathe and go into a very gentle space inside. And relax. And sink into your bodies. And what we're going to do is just clean up debris. And this includes throughout all of creation. Within your experience. Now, there are 13 false heavens and 13 false hells that play in the world of duality. And we were recently given permission to literally bubble those worlds, and deny access from them, those energies to us, and us to them, without losing our ability to become at one with all, so that you aren't experiencing the dogma, the beings who would interfere with you recognizing that source of all life exists within you. And so if you give me permission, I ask God within each of you to seal those areas, seal that off from your experience, so that those energies may not connect with you and you may not connect with them. And the reason I say you and them, there's so much chaos in these worlds, and they are, shall we say, the world of duality, just like in the movie The Matrix,
mm-hmm.
so threatened by people moving beyond.
Yeah.
Because they lose the power that we once gave them. These other beings, what we would call even spiritual hierarchy. So, with your permission, let it be sealed now and forevermore throughout all of creation, without beginning and without end, through the power of supreme source of all life. Now, the other thing we want to do is unify all the chakras. So we command all your chakras to unify within your solar plexus, and your root and your crown chakras to go into white. The root chakra is turning into white, our nervous system is turning into white, and our blood, our physical blood, will actually turn white in this as we continue to evolve. Now, I'm going to also ask that the wiring be done for each of us to be able to sustain these energies, because also the other piece of this is that the Shakti channel from the perineum going up through the sacrum, through the spine, through the inside of the brain, that needs to be white, 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 pure energy. And that is a vital, vital substance for healing, for it's the energy of creation also. And there's actually, if you were to imagine yourself doing the butterfly stroke when you're swimming, you know, where you put your hands up above your head, mm-hmm. back of the hand to back of the hand with your palms outward, and make that stroke to the sides, focusing on connecting to a sphere of energy that just has pure Shakti. Allow that energy to bathe you. Let's bring that in and breathe. Breathe and experience it. It'll recharge every cell of your being. And it is the magical energy that will bring forth, and I say magical in the sense of that is absolutely vital to our well-being and our ability to master energy. How's it feeling?
Feels pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's like a liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid energy. Okay. So, and I ask Supreme Source of all life, which we can also call our Father, because he, she, it's not really male or female. It's the energy that created everything. We ask that energy to enter within each of us while allowing ourselves to feel innocence and focusing on feeling peace and harmony inside our beings. So peace be with every cell of your beings, and allow that energy to bless you. The energy of what we call supreme source of all life from the very core of creation would be what would the same as energy as your 15th primary chakra above your head. The 14th dimensional frequencies is the highest we can go without disappearing forever back into a, you know, a ball of light, getting sucked back into, that original energy. So we're going to ask that energy to just simply integrate within us, our immaculate self, our holiest self, spiritualizing our bodies, our minds, our personalities, emotions, beliefs, ego, perceptions, and soul. And allow that to integrate within. And one of the other things that happens as we go into unity consciousness is that all of a sudden, all your past lives and all your parallel lives are in the here and now. And so let's also take a moment. And what we're going to do is we're going to clean out the dross, aligning the past and parallel lives into a workable sphere so that we can go in and bring in the violet flame and clear the dross out so that it'll be gentle on the body. Because whatever you've experienced in past lifetimes, whether you were chained to a wall, whether you were shot, whether you were choked, you might be feeling that as though it's a present thing now. Because all those beings that you've experienced this grand play with are all here and now. There's no, we've stepped out of linear time, which means we stepped out of a sense of past and a sense of future into what is termed real time. And so what happens is we end up experiencing all of it simultaneously. Walking in the violet flame helps a lot. So let's allow our fullness, all our expressions, to integrate within us as whole patterns. And I'm going to also ask that everything in your homes, everything in your offices, everything that is of anti-consciousness or unconsciousness be lifted into pure 100% divine light. And breathe. And you might even feel your homes lifting. Can you feel that, Val?
Oh, yeah.
And it just starts lifting up, because what's happening is you're being lifted up in frequency also. It's like being in an elevator. And now let's brighten it up even more. Brighter and brighter. Pure, pure energy. 100% holy light. There we go. Now we're getting the sweetness. Can you feel that in your feet, Dr. Valerie?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel how soft they are?
Yeah.
Like they feel like they have liquid in them?
Actually, what I can feel is I can feel life in every single cell.
Yay.
Yeah.
They say you can actually blink off your electrons and go invisible.
Mm.
Like tell your electrons to turn on and turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come in and out of light, like in and out of form.
Interesting.
But I haven't done it yet, so I can't prove it. Well, I can prove it, but I haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Well, I've done it in moments when I needed to, but I don't know what the trigger was.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty much not on the conscious level for me when it's happened. Sometimes
yeah.
It was danger. Sometimes I was just standing there and just listening and not participating, really, and I was totally invisible.
Oh, well.
And I was not invisible to myself or the person I had been talking with. I was invisible to someone who came in and never saw me from the start.
I love it.
Isn't that wild?
I wish we had more conscious control over that. That will come.
Yeah. It's happened to me many times when I've really needed it, you know, like when my life was at danger. You know, whenever
usually they disappear in my life when that happens. They'll go into the other frequency. I just stay there.
Uh-huh.
At least that's my perception.
Uh-huh.
But from their perception, I wonder.
Well, I can tell you that the lady that I was talking with, she was showing something to the woman that came in. There had been a lull in the conversation, and I was standing there, and I had flaming red hair at the time, and I was wearing a neck to floor poncho, big fluffy poncho that with a big cowl neck, and it was all brilliant white and hot pink.
Oh wow!
And I was standing in front of
you. Became invisible with that on.
Yeah, can you imagine? And I was standing there talking with my friend who had just finished beading this beautiful medallion on a leather bag. She did leather bags and things, and she
uh-huh.
was doing her Hopi shaman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she was about halfway through her course and 7-year course of hanging out with a shaman. And anyway, we had beaded this beautiful chalice in the hands, and I was standing right in front of it, and this woman walked in during a lull in the conversation, started talking to her, totally ignored me. And I'm standing there thinking, well, that's a little bit rude, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, about 20 minutes later, the woman I'd been talking to turned to me because the woman had asked her a question, and she was unable to answer that. And so what had happened was all of a sudden, you know, I answered the question. The woman did the cartoon leap, 3 feet straight up in the air, and shrieked at the top of her lungs.
Oh, my goodness.
And started screaming, "Where did you come from?" And I said, "What are you talking about? I've been right here the whole time you've been here." And she claimed that that couldn't have been. She went running out of the shop, and Colleen and I stood there and looked at each other. I said, "Wow, I guess I was invisible." And she said, "Yeah, I saw you." And I said, "Well, that's really interesting." And then as we talked about it, we realized that the woman who had never seen this medallion or the bag before was viewing it right through my body.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
And,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
We spoke the other day.
Uh-huh.
Can you consciously levitate? Is that something that you focus on?
No, I don't focus on it at all.
Huh.
That happened to me during the Fire the Grid thing. And by the way, we do have a caller on the line. That's what that beep was.
Okay.
So go ahead, caller. Who do we have on the line?
I'm Ben, and I want some healing.
Hey, Ben. Yeah. What about it, Carolyn? You ready
to
do some healing?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay.
Now, I'm seeing, the first thing that draws my attention is back. Ben, what are you experiencing?
Excuse me?
What would you like healed?
What would I like healed? Body, mind, and soul.
Body, mind, and soul?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just see. And were you on the call the whole time or no?
He just got on.
Okay. Let's just see.
Just as you were asking me about the experience.
You know, there's a quick way to do this, Ben. If you're up for it.
What is it?
Well, number one, you know, all of our experiences, every single one of them, everything that we've ever done, since, you know, we came in, you know, as from the pure energy, you know, as a little baby. We came in from pure light and came into a body, and then we toppled all these experiences onto that. Like, you know, he said, she said, and, you know, all our life experiences, which were all simply a play. All the hurts, all the pains, all the sadness, all the struggles. But underneath it, you're still pure, whole energy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like underneath it all. So the easy way to do this is, first of all, to disappear disappear, because that's really what happens. Just kind of erase all the stuff that you put on top of what you already are. Do we have permission?
Excuse me?
Do we have permission?
Yeah, to erase all the stuff that I've already put on top.
Yes, right. Well, basically to unveil your divinity.
Yeah.
Just basically kind of clean. It's a clean house. Your holy temple, your holy grail, which is your body. And it's all it is. It's a vessel for divinity. So what we're going to do, and have you just relax, center. And I call forth all the preparation that we've already done with all the chakras and everything. And that is in line with your highest good, because prior to this call, I went into prayer and said that whatever we experience in this call, be only that which is in line with people's highest good according to the wisdom of their soul and in line with the will of the whole. Highest good, okay? So just relax and breathe. And the body's held together in thought. So I'm going to ask for you to keep an open mind in the sense of just go into sweet innocence. Allow yourself to go into the gentleness, that open space that will allow that holy energy to work through you. And I've been working with this, the whole pattern, for so long, for so many years, that we could literally bring the body into light, disappear the unwhole parts, and appear or bring forth into form the whole, everything. How does that feel to you?
Feels good.
You okay with that? All right. So, all right. So, and earlier in the call, we were explaining how the body, everything in form is created from geometries. We only need one geometry in the throat chakra, an octahedral formation. It looks like a four-sided pyramid that connects at the base, replicated as above, so below, so it looks like even a fluorite octahedron. Do you follow that? Ben?
Yeah.
So we have one that just sits at the throat chakra. That's the only thing you need as a geometry to hold the form together. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring the body into light. Just breathe. And I work closely with Jesus because he's so good. He's the master at fine-tuning the pattern for the whole. The wisdom of God within you that made the body to begin with also knows that pattern. See, I don't have to know all the details, but I know how things are supposed to look when they're whole and when they're not. Okay, so we're going to start out in the head. Don't be surprised if you get some new hair growth up there, too. And these changes will happen as quickly as you allow them.
Okay.
All right, we're down through the neck. Let's disappear. You've got a thought form on your back on the left-hand side. Can you see that, Dr. Valerie? There's something there.
I see.
Yeah, you're pretty. Dr. Valerie Olmsted is just, she is so amazingly gifted. She's so tapped in, and she's had such an amazing education. You have.
Well, that's for sure.
You have.
You have failed in big words.
Medical doctor, naturopathic physician, acupuncture. Dear, she does hydrotherapy. She does everything. She has this amazing chamber in her office working with, what you call it, a holographic projector, but it's amazing.
Yeah, working with the other dimensions, the higher dimensions of love and light. It's in a basically an ascension training chamber. What I'm seeing right now with Ben is I'm seeing like I'm seeing a pattern around him that's like fractured mirrors. It's like they're pieces floating in his aura.
Okay. Let's see. How are ceiling? Mm-hmm. So we'll disappear them.
Yeah.
I believe that's appropriate. We have to put them together again. Let me just see. Or is this, I wonder if this is a symbol for walking into unity so that you no longer mirror the duality. Check that out. Changing mirrors, maybe?
I'm getting, boy, it's hard to put it into words. I'm getting like a gazillion pictures at once. And you know, part of it's because I know a little bit about what's going on, and so, you know, I'm trying to sort between what I'm getting and what I know.
Okay.
And so what I'm, you know, it's always a lot harder than, you know, doing it cold. What I'm getting is, oh wow, okay, I got it. Ben?
Yeah?
When this whole thing happened to you that caused the splintering, the feeling that I'm getting is you thought you were doing one thing and what occurred was completely something else. And I'm not talking about the physical. I know that there was a lot of stuff that happened to you physically. But what I'm getting is part of the problem and the ongoing problem is you haven't adjusted to this energy and that there was a lot of other energy thrown in on top of it. So it's the shattering that occurred was actually necessary and was supposed to come at that time. But then there were a lot of interfering factors that then made the healing from that shattering really difficult. And so what I'm seeing is that there's, it's almost like you're growing a whole new etheric template and that there's holes in it. And so I think that, at least from what I'm seeing, it would help to like knit those holes together.
Yes.
What do you think, Carol?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like there's a like a woven suit, and there's like three layers. And I haven't seen that before in somebody's etheric body. Of course, I don't really go around looking for that either. You know, I'm a doctor. I sit in the office and I do the doctor stuff, you know. But no, what I'm seeing is like there's like a midnight blue layer on top. And it's torn in a couple places, and there's like this, it's almost like a bronze color underneath it. And then underneath that is kind of a silvery color. And it's like it's a mesh, and it's in the shape of a body, but there's a series of tears that went right through all three layers of the fabric.
So let's ask God within him to heal them all, seal them all, weave them strong and bright. Let's just watch. A little bit of healing on a soul level. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's needed. Let's just see. Going to go even higher to heal that. Oh, there we go. Now it's coming in. Can you see that? Through the head, all the way down. Can you see his body adjusting?
Yeah, I'm seeing like, again, I'm seeing the suit. And I'm seeing, it's kind of like he was walking bent over to one side. And I've never met Ben, you know, in physical life. But I'm seeing it's like things were crooked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, as the suit is being mended, he's like kind of, you know, straightening up. Does that make sense?
Yes. I also saw an adjustment in the stomach and colon. Ben, were you feeling like you might have started having an ulcer? Watching things adjust, watching bones adjust, and organs go into proper placement. What's it feeling like, Ben? What do you feel?
I just feel the same, actually. My stomach does feel better.
Okay. Can you feel your back shifting around?
Yeah.
The endocrine system is kicking in. When I say kicking in, it's becoming activated. Some of the glands were not balanced chemically or hormonally, so you would have felt really out of sync. Prostate cleansed. You're getting more movement in your small intestine. I don't know if you noticed that. Can you feel that?
No.
No, it's right around where the navel is and around the lower abdomen.
Yeah, I feel it.
It would benefit you to work with bringing in that midnight blue energy from the earth more regularly because it'll keep your body strong and vital. So what you do is, I don't know if you've ever heard of a donut grid or a torus grid.
No.
Okay. Have you heard of chakras?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know how you have that prime, like the main crown chakra in the top of the middle of the head?
Yeah.
And then you have one also at your perineum?
Yeah, okay.
Between those two chakras, you have your pranic tube, which is your core channel of energy. It's a cylinder of energy. It's just in front of the spinal column, even overlapping a little in the spinal column. When that energy comes up out that cone of the crown chakra, it goes up and around the body, down below the feet, and loops back into the root chakra. So it creates a donut grid. If you filled that regularly with a midnight blue energy, really dark blue, like the night sky, let's bring that into the body. That will help your circulation stay nice in your legs because even your legs were weakened from not having that energy. You need the balance. You need the balance of the poles, as they say, the electrical and the magnetic energy to keep the body healthy. And what that does is it allows an anchor for your holiest self. It allows an anchor for the pure white energy coming in. You've got a lot of turquoise there. A lot of green, a lot of blue. Do you see that, Val?
Let me look.
Hope you don't mind me. I'm sorry. Pretty, I should be calling you Dr. Valerie.
So what I'm seeing, are you talking about inside the pranic tube itself?
No, not inside the pranic tube. Within his torus grid.
Mm. Okay, let me look out a little further. Oh, it's interesting that you would say that. I'm just making a connection with something that happened here earlier in the week. What I'm seeing is, I don't know if I'd call it turquoise.
It's green and blue separate, right?
I'm seeing them kind of blending together, but
right.
I'm seeing the The green is like a kind of a spring green,
mm-hmm.
and the blue is lighter than turquoise. It's more like a sky blue, you know, a little bit
mm-hmm.
lighter than turquoise.
That's the mix of the dark blue and the white.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
That's why Shiva looks the way he does, and Jesus always comes with those colors.
Yeah.
Wow, did you feel that anchor?
No, is that what that was?
Yeah, that was Ben's energy anchoring within his body.
Cool. That was a rush.
Ben, did you feel that?
No.
No? Okay. Let's see.
That's okay, we felt it.
Yeah, we felt it for you.
Yeah, that was quite a rush.
Yeah, I know. So let's dissolve the little, you have a little shield in your myofascia. Let's bring it into light. You know, I just worked with somebody today. Same thing. It's just right around the edge of the body. It's just a little shield in it. Yeah, it deals with accepting your fullness, accepting that energy of God within you, whatever you want to call that energy. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it source of all life, prime source, original spirit. It's about embracing that. Understand that there's nobody up there saying that, okay, if you're walking in this space, you have to do this, that, and the other. There's a sense of, this is... This means that I have to do different things with my life if I walk in this space. And that's not true. It's your natural state of being. You don't have to earn it. It's already yours. How are you feeling it now?
Yeah.
Now it's coming in soft. You're letting the feeling in. There's a part of you thinking, well, that means I have to do this, that, and the other because there are so many rules out there that people have created. There are no rules. That's the thing. That's the key. There are absolutely no rules. And so, but everybody thinks that there are all these rules that come into play, like, oh, you have to, you know, dress in white, or you have to chant seven times, or you better become a vegetarian, or you better do this or that, because only these things are of God, and, oh boy, all that other stuff isn't God.
Yeah.
You can relate to that, huh, Dr. Valerie?
Oh, yeah.
And so, but there are no rules. Everything is blessed.
Yeah.
And just the judgments simply contract the light. That's all they do. It's still light.
Yeah.
Undo the judgments. Everything goes back into light.
Dominic says that this is quite an intense show, and he keeps seeing that that Ben has an orange energy body and yellow light sparkling around the stomach area, and the surface of the body is covered in small strips of wax-like material that's been peeling off.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Now, who is this?
That's Dominic is writing in on the fast chat.
Oh, okay. Oh, fun.
And we've got about 2 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
And the other comment is from Eddie, who says he wants to be enlightened and start seeing results, and that he needs some help with depression due to financial loss, was self-employed 15 years and now jobless. So how about if we do a real quick, like, 1 minute just sending the light to people.
That sounds wonderful. And let's also send a special blessing out, even to Eddie.
Yeah.
To see those doorways just open. Eddie, the key in this is just whatever you put out there, you got to hold the knowing without question. You defy all physical rules that way. Let's bring that in and help you to really experience that fullness of that abundance. And I put that out there for all people who are on the call.
Yeah.
Not just for abundance with money.
Abundant health.
Abundance of abundant health, abundant
joy.
Magic. I say magic because miracles, abundant joy, love.
Yeah.
Grace. Amazing
and,
grace. Let's yeah.
And Ben, take that in too. Everybody, just open your heart and just accept the blessings of abundance from the prime creator of everything. And know that you are loved.
Ben, I'm going to mention to you to just allow yourself to just go into that gentle space regularly and finish up the healing because the pattern is there. It's already done. The body's integrating.
Good.
There's nothing for you to do. You don't have to work it. That's the key. It's like that little expression, good morning, this is God. I'll be handling all of your problems today, and I will not be needing your help. So have a great day. The pattern's already there. You're already whole. So you'll serve yourself well to not let your mind talk you out of it. Just simply continue to integrate it.
You know, I hate to cut this short, but they're about to give us the hook.
Okay.
So... thank you so much, Carol. And if you want to give your contact information real quick so people can call you and your prices and things like that, do that in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I charge $30 minimum. My website is www.awakenthemaster.com. And typically my phone is so busy that it's easiest to connect with me through email and, through the website. I charge $100 an hour. We cover a lot of very quickly in a session. I charge $30 minimum. And I want to thank you all. And thank you, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, for allowing me to be on your show.
You bet.
I appreciate you so much. And all of you, have a beautiful evening.
Okay, and did you give your phone number?
No, actually, my phone is so busy, people will get frustrated trying to call it.
Oh, so email you.
It's
or they
easier.
Can drop a line to me and I'll have you call them. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. All right, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll have another healing next week with, I don't know who yet. We'll figure it out. Anyway, until then, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.